Hello friends, we'll be reading excerpts from the sources on the subject of two opposites in one subject. You can send us questions live on kab.tv and you can find all of our texts on kabbalahmedia.info.
This is actually the essential point that symbolizes for us the entrance to the spiritual world, to the spiritual realm. And the spiritual dimension is the dimension in which the Creator is the source of two forces with respect to us. This is how it is revealed. The bad force, the good force, the klipa, the dusha, bestowal, reception, but two opposite forces. And for him, there is no contrast, rather it is one. With respect to us, for us, in our sensation, in our understanding, these are two forces, and they are contrasting opposites, meaning the more we get to know creation, we see that they are farther and farther apart and disconnected, and therefore we cannot grasp spirituality. As we're given this example from Torah, that in Isaac you shall have a seed and you need to sacrifice him. These are two opposite things. Kill him, on the one hand, on the other hand, the promise that he will be the continuation of your entire path. How can it be? So, we don't understand it with our mind. Rather, we have to acquire the upper mind. And if we exert in keeping these rules, by that, by our effort, we invite from above the reforming light, and it builds for us a new reality in which, inside of this new space, this new dimension we discover called the middle line, these two lines can exist as one, completing each other, and in such a way it exists. It's very difficult, it's impossible. You need a society, you need a reforming light from above, which specifically about that we were referring to as the reforming light, connecting the two lines together to the middle line. The middle line is the Creator. So the revelation of the Creator is the unification between the two lines, or reaching the purpose of creation, Gmar Tikkun, gradually that way, two, always combining more and more. This is our work. We already made enough preparations over many years, and we have here many people that are capable of it, and those who are not capable of it can become capable of it by adhering to those who already have the right preparation. Just like in our world, children are born in the 21st century nowadays, however, they join and actually go forward, join all the previous generations by adhering to them, getting from them everything they have and going even farther. So this is what we need to see here also. It doesn't matter to us who is advancing more, who is advancing less, if we will try, each one according to his strength, according to his own preparation, to be in it,
to
want to attain, then one will attain. I hope that you will be serious, because there is nothing more important in the wisdom of Kabbalah, in the spiritual work, in the attainment of the Creator and theory, attainment of the perfection and wholeness in nature, than this point, that the two lines come and build in us the connection between them. This connection is the spiritual space that is then revealed to a person. Then one enters it and starts to feel truly what is the next world, how can it exist. So it's all ahead of us. A joint effort for sure can promote and save each and every one and pull him to that degree. That is the beginning of the ladder. Truly the ladder, not some feeling or understanding of what we have somehow where we were before, rather this is already a new state. So let us read and try to move forward and digest it. As we enter it, just realize that from here onwards, we are always going to go with three lines. It is called faith above reason. In short, the whole Torah then becomes clarified, the whole world becomes more clear, the whole of reality begins to become more clear, is divided in such a way to three lines in the way that they behave, because we don't understand it. We have the plus and the minus. What next? Where does this come from? We don't know. What's going on with it? We don't know. Here, by knowing how to correctly tie these two opposites above our world, our mind, with the spiritual mind and emotion, then we discover simply everything. It's boundless. We finally begin to realize how the Creator is operating, what does He do, how we and what should we do in order to resemble Him. And you should be as God, knowing the good and the bad. So, before the congresses and after the congresses, we will constantly advance with implementing this on the middle line, finding it, faith above reason, acquiring it, and that way, hopefully, we are beginning to step from one stage to next to the next stage on the rungs of the ladder. Please.
Two opposites in one subject, selected excerpts from the sources. Excerpt number one is from Baal HaSulam. Thou hast hemmed me in behind and before. The whole path of creation that the Creator created is regarded as two opposites in one subject, and all the combinations in the world were made in this way. And this is the whole of the work of creation. Again, the whole path of creation that the Creator created is regarded as two opposites in one subject, and all the combinations in the world were made in this way. And this is the whole of the work of creation.
That there are no more than two opposites, and the Creator is above them. He builds them, creates them. For Him, there is no difference between the two of them. But in order to give us a positioning and existence, He specifically created us out of two opposites. Because through the collision of the two of them within us, we can correctly detect and build the Creator in us. The Creator, Bore, is Bo'e, come and see. We build this image, if we can say that, an image, out of these two opposites. Therefore, the more we rise above these two opposites so that they will be as one, because they come from one source, so we will reach this source and establish it correctly and discover. Next, if you have any questions to the point, serious ones, about what we're talking now, about the text, please, you can go ahead and ask at any point.
Excerpt number 2 is from letter 51 by Baal HaSulam. The whole difficulty in serving the Creator is that in the worshipper there are always two opposites in the same carrier, or in the same subject. That the Creator's uniqueness is simple, but must clothe in man's body, which consists of a body and a soul, which are two opposites. Therefore, in any spiritual concept that one attains, two opposite forms are immediately created in him. One form on the part of the body, and one form on the part of the soul. By nature, a person cannot scrutinize the body and the soul as two subjects or carriers. Rather, he is composed by the Creator as one, meaning as one carrier. For this reason, spiritual attainment is as difficult for him as two opposites that cannot properly clothe in one carrier. It is similar to the binding of Isaac. When the Creator said to Abraham, "For in Isaac shall a seed be called unto you," and the Creator said to him, "And offer him there for a burnt offering." From the perspective of the Creator, it is as is written, "I, the Lord, do not change." But in the perception of the receiver, they are opposites.
Let's read it again. It is still... Maybe we will scrutinize this in the end. I would start with... maybe from number 5.
Excerpt number 5 from Mabash, "What is a flood of water in the work?" The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. Since the right line of Kedusha, or holiness, is wholeness with respect to above reason, and the left line means that one sees within reason that he is incomplete. But quite the contrary, he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before one has reason that shows him the situation, how it seems to him within reason. Then, it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind compels him to do, rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if he has no mind nor reason to tell him anything, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since one needs two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both.
Number 6.
Excerpt 6 from Shamati 107 concerning the two angels. Baal Sulam. Concerning the two angels that accompany one on the eve of Shabbat, of the Sabbath, the good angel and the evil angel. A good angel is called right, by which one comes closer to serving the Creator. This is called the right brings closer, and the bad angel is considered to be the left, pushing one away. This means that it brings one alien thoughts, whether in mind or in heart. And when one prevails over the evil and brings oneself closer to the Creator, it means that each time he overcomes the evil and attaches himself to the Creator. Thus, he has come closer to adhesion with the Creator through both of them. This means that both performed a single task. They have caused him to adhere to the Creator. In that state, one says, "Come in peace." And when one has completed his work, admitting all of the left into sanctity, as it is written, "There is no place to hide from thee," the bad angel has nothing more to do, as the person has already prevailed over all the difficulties that the evil presented. At that time, the bad angel is idle, and the person tells it, "Go in peace."
Again,
concerning the two angels that accompany one on the eve of Shabbat.
This means two forces that work on us in order to bring us to the eve of Shabbat, which is the end of correction, Gemar Tikkun.
The good angel and the evil angel. A good angel is called right, by which one comes closer to serving the Creator. This is called the right brings closer. And the evil angel is considered to be the left, pushing one further away. This means that it brings one foreign thoughts, whether in mind or in heart.
Without the left, we wouldn't be able to feel the right. We can only feel the contrast between the two.
And when one prevails over the evil and brings oneself closer to the Creator, it means that each time he overcomes the evil and attaches himself to the Creator. Thus, he has come closer to adhesion with the Creator through both of them. This means that both performed a single task. They have caused him to adhere to the Creator. In that state, one says, "Come in peace." And when one has completed all his work, meaning that he has admitted all of the left into Kedusha, or sanctity, as it is written, "There is no place to hide from thee," the evil angel has nothing more to do, as the person has already prevailed over all the difficulties that the evil presented. At that time, the evil angel is idle, and the person tells it, "Go in peace."
Sheva.
Number 7.
Excerpt 7 from the writings of Abash. What does it mean that the latter is diagonal in the work? Understand the meaning of two writings that deny one another until the third writing comes and decides between them. The two ends of the latter shows that they are opposite from one another. On one hand, it is set on the earth, indicating the lowliness when it sees within reason how far he is from the Creator because he is immersed in self-love, which is disparity of form. On the other hand, its top reaches the heaven, as though he has complete wholeness and he is happy with his lot and is delighted as though he is in heaven and has no connection to worldliness. This is regarded as the latter standing diagonally. This is the meaning of the words, two writings that deny one another until the third writing comes and decides between them. This is the middle line, meaning that these two lines engender a third writing, which is the Creator, called the middle line. This is, as our sages said, there are three partners in man, the Creator, his father, and his mother. His father sows the white, his mother sows the red, and the Creator places within him a spirit and a soul.
Again.
Understand the meaning of two writings that deny one another until the third writing comes and decides between them. The matter of the two ends of the ladder shows that they are opposite from one another. On one hand, it is set upon the earth, indicating the lowliness when one sees within reason how far he is from the Creator, because he is immersed in self-love, which is disparity of form. On the other hand, its top reaches to heaven, as though he has complete wholeness, and he is happy with his lot, and is delighted as though he is in heaven, and has no connection to worldliness. Rather. It is regarded as the latter standing diagonally. This is the meaning of the words, two writings that deny one another, until the third writing comes and decides between them. This is the middle line. That is, those two lines engender a third writing, which is the Creator, called middle line. This is, as our sages said, there are three partners in man, the Creator, his father, and his mother. His father sows the white, his mother sows the red, and the Creator places within him a spirit and a soul. Excerpt 8 from Obash, Article 401, Hear, O Israel. One has room for two opposite qualities. On one hand, he is regarded as complete, which is the right, or chesed, mercy or grace, happy with his share. He can praise and thank the Creator for letting him into a place of Torah and good deeds. And on the other hand, he can pray to the Creator for remaining outside of the work of the Creator, because everything was built on the basis of self-love. At that time, the person is called complete, and otherwise he is not considered to be man, because if he sees his deficiencies, he will soon run from the quality of the right as well. But once he has seen his bad state, and yet reinforces himself above reason, saying that he has wholeness, and the sign of this is that he can thank the Creator for this, then he is called complete. This is right and left, and a bride between them. By having the quality of male and female, he can be rewarded with the quality of bride, meaning the real kingdom of heaven. Again, one has room for two opposite qualities. On one hand, he is regarded as complete, which is the right, chesed, which is mercy or grace, being happy with his lot. He can praise and thank the Creator for letting him into a place of Torah and good deeds. On the other hand, he can pray to the Creator for remaining outside of the work of the Creator, because everything was built on the basis of self-love. At that time, the person is called complete, and otherwise he is not called man, because if he sees his deficiencies, he will soon run from the quality of the right as well. But once he has seen his bad state, and yet strengthens himself above reason, saying that he has wholeness, and the sign of this is that he can thank the Creator for this, then he is called complete. This is right and left, and a bride between them. By having the quality of male and female, he can be rewarded with the quality of bride, meaning the real kingdom of heaven.
Do you have any questions from everything that we've read so far?
No.
Well, yes.
What is one thing? Two opposites need to be in one thing.
They need to build within us a single perspective or outlook.
If, for example, you have a cup, half is full, half is empty, I understand here, but...
Well, with your mind, you cannot understand it. No. As much as you will try, just like you don't feel spirituality. You need to reach a new reality. We need to learn, to pray, to yearn for it, to do whatever we understand can bring us closer to it. And the most important is raising man. Then it will happen. Svika, what do you want to say?
Perhaps I can manage to understand. What is the left and what is the right? First of all, let's understand what that is.
The right line is wholeness, the left side is deficiency.
Now he says that a third side has to come and clothe on us on the right and the left side. What is the third side then?
The third side comes from above. By me being in a state where I'm confused, I'm incapable of connecting these two lines together because they are truly opposites. I have no possibility to connect them. Then I ask of the Creator, what can I do? And then following my efforts, which when I do whatever is required in the 10, mostly, out of a connection with the friends, where I try to be in love covers all crimes, then I build a need for the revelation of the Creator in between these two opposites, between the hatred and the love, and I don't try to bring them to some middle state, average state, that maybe one will cover the other and I'll only see the good thing and I won't see the bad at all, which usually is either we're in the good or in the bad. Either I'm in peace or in war. With myself, with the friends, with the family, everywhere. But no, I specifically want to be in both of them and achieve a state that is built out of both of them. And when it is built out of both of them, it reaches wholeness. And the more I advance, these opposite states will become more opposite, and in my mind, I will not be able to combine them ever. But above my mind, in the mind of the upper one, I will be able to see them, feel them, and hold them as one. That from the Creator, these two opposites emerge, both the will to receive and the will to bestow. And that way, we enter, if we wish to rise above these two opposites, into what is common. This is the Creator, the spiritual space. There it's a different time, different states, a different outlook at things. Suddenly you see that it's a different geometry, meaning the world, the space, the dimension, it's all different, not the way it is for us. It says, I've seen an upside-down world. Yes.
Are there any basic conditions according to some scale or ranking through which I can reach that third condition? And how can I meet those conditions?
Yes. The basic, safest, correct path is that you start to make exercises with the friends until you try to cover, not to correct, but to cover all of the evil, no disregard or apathy, with love.
No, why am I asking? Because I see yesterday, also I saw the lesson, I see that it's difficult for people. They just get up and walk away. They're insulted or perhaps...
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it's not important? The person leaves and doesn't return.
I only want you. From all of the thousands that I have studying with me,
then only you and I will remain.
That's okay, that's enough.
No, but really, how do I make it more general, more inclusive, so that everyone connects, not that some people get up and walk?
So, I tell everyone, I don't, take you as the only student. I tell everyone, and I care for everyone, and I explain to everyone, that each and every one, as much as he thinks that he has an opportunity to reach the opening of the eyes, the opening of the upper dimension, not being limited within one's body and seeing only this dimension with the three axes and all kinds of limitations, I'm willing to help each and every one. However, the person should do exercises. He has to focus his perception with a new focus.
So what is that new focus you're talking about?
This focus is that the two opposites become as one, even though they remain as opposites. And now we don't know that, but bit by bit we need to get used to it. We need to advance towards it so that these things can be different. Besides our world, there is another world. And now you are given the opportunity to enter there, to see, to feel it, while you are still in your body, in this world, in the current perception. You are now being allowed to perceive a new dimension, like Einstein wanted to discover and all kinds of others, but they didn't have a method for it. Yes?
Tell me, this whole story you've been confusing us with for 2 days now, does it depend only on us, or on the Creator, or some conditions that we need to be given? Or?
No, we received the method, and now we need to implement it. Nothing depends on the Creator. As much as we awaken Him, so He awakens and He helps. It's the upper light, being in absolute rest. It's a force, a field force. And according to how we operate and awaken it, it awakens this force. And if we don't awaken it, nevertheless, it has its own program, and it intensifies its influence on us more and more. And then we advance in the path of Beito in its time. But this advancement is only through suffering, so that, or towards suffering, so nevertheless, we will actualize our effort towards connection, and through connection, attain that hatred and love can be combined together in the middle line. And this is how we start to discover the spiritual dimension.
Wait, I don't want Beito, as you say. I want in Rishena, Hissini Gates. I don't
no,
want...
So go ahead. You have thousands of friends together with you. Please, go ahead. Make an effort together with them that you want to connect between you. Then you will start to discover how much you have between you hatred until you will want to kill one another. That's very good. And then you will ask from above for the middle line, and that way you will overcome. This is how you learn how to overcome. You keep the left and you keep the right, and it's only in order to discover the middle line, who is the Creator, only that for that through that you advance. The Creator, Bore, is Bo'ure, come and see. First you discover the spiritual dimension, and then you discover the one who is there.
It's as if
a palace, and the king is there.
It sounds like actual war, what you're saying now. Like war. Is there a way to train or something to do? The workshops or... Like more practical work.
Between the friends, yes, sure. Starting tomorrow, each and every day, there's no problem. It's all right there before you.
So how do you do something like that?
How do you do it? You need to try to reach connection up to love. If you make this effort, for sure, you will discover that you feel some hatred, rejection. And then each time you need to connect more and more with love, they will discover more and more hatred. Until you see how to combine them together. But you cannot combine them together. But then, together with the friends, you raise man and you receive from above a force that creates this combination for you. It closes for you the left and the right, hatred and love, and in between them the Creator is revealed as the source. And you discover Him inside of you because you built within you this system, the middle line. And this is the beginning of the revelation. Later on, you have in that Ibui and Ika, Mochin, and the degree of various degrees, things that may seem to us as unattractive, that it may seem that it's all the same, but that's only until we reach it. Once we start touching it, we see that this is infinite reality that is being revealed. Yes, Eddie.
No.
Well?
Somebody?
Yeah?
He writes that when a person overcomes the evil, he brings himself closer to the Creator, meaning that each time he advances and overcomes the evil and attaches himself to the Creator, and so by both of them he finds adhesion with the Creator. What does it mean to overcome the evil? How does it work exactly?
To overcome the evil means that I accept it and I keep it, just like as with the good, I keep it, and I only want to combine the two of them. Truly, to combine the two of them. I need to realize that, no, it's not this one who is right, or the other one is right, none of them is right, none of them is guilty. Rather, I am looking for the source between them, which is the Creator.
On one hand, he writes, we read several excerpts now. He writes about the ladder standing upon the earth, meaning lowliness. On the other end, there is the greatness of the Creator. What does it mean to combine them, to leave it as...
Look, sir, I can't help you. Don't ask me. You need to do what you see, what it says. Try to do it hours upon hours. Then you will have more questions, with which you will turn to the Creator.
Yes, thank you.
Hello, Raf. It's as if there are more forms of love. We have on the left side, we have let's say hatred. We strive for the right line, love. We also have love of the Creator. It's the middle line. So, what's the difference between the middle line love and the right line love?
The love of the right line is love from above, bestowed from above. And the middle line is that we already combine the left and the right together, and they do not neutralize each other, but rather specifically from the two of them, we build love to the Creator. From the right, we cannot do it, from the left also, but rather specifically from the middle line. When in the middle line, we detect, we discover that everything comes from above, from a single source, and then we relate equally to the left and to the right.
How not to obfuscate the evil and the crimes that are revealed? The natural inclination is to delete it, erase it as soon as it's revealed.
No, I expect that here the approach is different. I expect that when I reject someone, when I hate someone, when somebody relates badly to me, that's how it seems to me, etc. I need to collect these things, to truly collect and collect them. It is coming from the Creator through all kinds of friends or incidents, and I collect these things, and on top of it, I already build a new attitude. If I cancel the evil, I won't be able to do anything.
The natural instinct is to immediately repel the evil, to distance oneself from it.
No, I created evil inclination. I created it for it, the spice of Torah. Otherwise, I won't advance. Now we need to relate differently to what we have. Any hatred, any rejection, anything that is revealed as bad for us is equivalent to the good, and it's even more than it. As it says, a person should pray for the evil even more than for the good. And not to pray that the wicked ones will die. Yes.
What is the act of covering?
The act of covering is that without evil, I cannot reach discovering the Creator, the revelation of the Creator. Look, let's say, at what humanity did. I'm not talking during our time, because we already are in a distortion, a cultural, educational distortion and everything. But what humanity always did, how many songs we have, literature, psychology that speak about the evil, speak about suffering, about pain, about what a person, well, minorically, what he feels, what he goes through in life, right? How many do we have? 99% of it. And how many good things do we have that they talk about something which is good, sweet, only for children? All kinds of little booklets about good things. Because in the good, there is truly nothing of realistic, of its own. Rather, all of the forms come to us from the bad, from the suffering, from the yearning. And the good only comes in order to cover it. When the right line comes, it gives us the possibility to cover, coat the bad things with adhesion with the Creator, with the revelation of the Creator. And therefore, in truth, the form, the shape, comes from the bad, from the evil. Only the adhesion with the Creator, as a coating, it comes from the right line. So therefore, don't erase anything bad, but specifically collect all of these things one by one. And out of that, you will reach revelation. There is none as wise as the experienced one.
If you need to protect, to guard the evil, what do you need to cover it? What is the covering?
To cover it, because you want to reach using it correctly. I don't erase it. I only coat it. I coat it because it comes from the Creator. So I justify it. I realize where it came from and how specifically through it I need to reach the Creator. Understand myself, rise above the evil, with faith above reason. That is our work.
And this coating comes from the Creator?
Well, of course, everything comes from the Creator, but the efforts come from me, seemingly. He also invites it, he arranges it, and even in advance in my spiritual DNA, and also now, the Creator does everything. So much so that we don't have anything which is us. which is us, besides the stone, the heart of stone.
So what's required of us exactly so that we don't disperse? What is our role in the system?
Our role is, one, not to erase any evil, try to pay attention to the evil, to the bad, and to see how against that we draw, we discover the Creator, so as not to erase the evil, but to keep one against the other. And through the effort, through the status of both of them, how do we build our attitude in a new focus of our vision, so that on the one hand we reach kind of being in cross-eyed, but we start to focus our vision on behind whatever we are looking at the source, the Creator, and this is how we discover Him. I don't have the words, and it's also impossible, but bit by bit, only so that you'll make the effort. Actually, there are words, right? What is this focusing?
The focus is, well, I understand that in the spiritual space there's no evil or good. They both exist, they both had their place, and they don't cancel each other out. Rather, I can't grasp it right now, conceive of it. How can it be that on one hand you kill your own son, and on the other you know that he will be great, he will continue you, your continuation, right? How can it be? We, with our minds, we cannot comprehend this. It's impossible. There are such contradictions. It's not just theoretical thinking in the Torah. It's something that you really cannot ascribe to anything else. You could say, okay, that's the Creator. He does this, and I just shut my eyes. That's a primitive approach, a religious approach, which we cannot agree with. We need to discover, to see the truth. And that's why we don't say that everything is in the hands of the Creator and that's it, it's not important to me, I just do what little I can do in my own little life. No, I'm not little. In my life I have to attain the whole of the thought of creation and no less. All right? One time.
Lama.
Why? The whole of spirituality becomes clarified on three lines, through three lines.
Because the Creator, in order to relate to the created being, He relates to the created being, to creation, through right and left, in order to give them free choice, freedom of action, the ability to discover something, to discover Him, as we see, day and night, light and darkness, understanding, lack of understanding, and so on. And so, for Him, it is one concept. For us, it becomes two opposite things always, but specifically because it is two opposite things, then we can grasp it. If it was only one thing, we cannot. You cannot see anything with only light or only darkness. It's only through the contrast between them.
What did the Creator get that out of wholeness and eternity He had to build a deficiency out of wholeness? How come?
How can He create something if He is whole, complete, according to our basic understanding? How can it be? Therefore, I have created the evil inclination. Right?
Thank you very much.
Yes, Itzik.
Until now, we learned, and the work was to cleave to the right, always be on the right, not awaken the evil. What changed? How do we work now?
What changed is that we're no longer little children, advancing only through the good, the sweet, and all these such nice stories and tales and nice teddy bears, and even the wolf is like, he dresses like Red Riding Hood and so on. No, now we're starting to relate to creation correctly. We have the right and the left, and between the two, we want to locate the middle line, the creator, the source.
So, if before it was only half an hour of the left, within 24 hours, what relation do we have now? What ratio?
No, it's not left. It's not half an hour. It's left. It's that you think the left, but you wanting to see the good things and the bad things opposite each other and to attribute them all to the middle line, that you do for 23 hours and a half. What do you do the rest of the time? Think only of the good. We talked about it before. It's, you know, like for children. But now we have... now we have a new approach, and this is a much more serious, very serious approach. It's an approach which pulls one inwards. It attracts all sorts of new powers, new events to him, and the main thing is that it positions one within the ten. And all of the application of this is in the ten. If you don't actually apply it with your friends every moment, you're not on the path. You're not in the right direction, even, and you're not advancing. You have, it's just one of the two, either fellowship, being together, or death. Right?
Hello, Rav. What does it mean that a person is happy with his share?
Happy with his share means that even though he receives all sorts of all sorts of discernments that appear to him unjust, opposite, confusing to him, unpleasant, he is glad because it's for certain that he's getting it from the Creator. Happy with his lot means that he is receiving it from the Creator, and that makes him glad always.
This means that he lacks nothing?
No. No. It's not that it silences him. No. It may be that I'm very glad with what I have, because every moment I receive it from the Creator, from above, from the society, I receive all sorts of discernments which compel me to just be thrown around from one extreme to the other. And why shouldn't I be happy about this if I advance through this?
On the other hand, it says that one prays.
Yes, of course he prays.
For what?
For the Creator to help him combine these two discernments above reason. That's all of our work, to build a kli, a vessel above our own reason, in the spiritual reasoning. By which we begin to feel the spiritual world, the spiritual space, the forces at work in nature, the Creator Himself, who is the source of all these forces. That's what we need to discover. We need to come to resemble Him. Now, resembling Him, you can achieve that only by knowing all His actions. From your actions, from your deeds, we shall know you.
What does He enjoy in this process?
That you want to come to resemble Him.
And where are the friends here?
The friends, without the friends, you can't even come close to Him. Where else, as we now know and learn, where you begin to to sort his attitude to positive and negative only through the friends, in the friends.
When he tried to be close to the friends, or
when you try to kill them, but from above you receive the power to hold back from doing that, and even transitioning to love for them.
Thank you.
Yes.
Должен ли я с каждым товарищем установить три линии?
If I need to build, do I need to build three lines with respect to each friend in a ten?
I don't need to build three lines with respect to anyone, only with the Creator is how I do it. Not with the friends at all. With the Creator. The middle line is the Creator. With Him, I need to apply to do all this. Okay, friends, enough. You will see that now we're starting to have questions from all over the place, and I think that in these matters we don't need to ask so much, but rather you need to discuss these things amongst yourselves and to hear and read them as often as possible. Continue.
No?
Well? Yes, the next excerpt.
Excerpt number 9 from Bala Sulam. Thou hast hemmed me in behind and before. In the giving of the Torah, we were given the power through remember and keep were said in one utterance. What the mouth cannot say, and the ear and the heart think or contemplate.
Meaning we cannot grasp these two discernments as one thing.
This means that it is written that remember is the love and keep is the fear, which are two opposites. They were said to us and given to us as one, to unite them. Although they are truly opposite, and it is incomprehensible to the corporeal mind and heart how such a thing can exist in reality, it is the power of the Torah that one who adheres to it is rewarded with it, being connected and united in his heart, as in the quality of Jacob the patriarch.
Who is as the right line for us. He symbolizes the right line. That's why he's called the most prominent of the patriarchs. Let's continue. 10.
Rabash, the meaning of truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the supervisor, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And as for myself, I do not care how I feel myself.
Thus far, it seems like utter fanaticism. Right, Tzvika? So that's the ideal, right? Whatever the Lord does, it's all for the best. God bless. I don't care about anything. I'm happy, whatever the case. Yes?
Because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the most important is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege. that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree.
So, what's the difference between what He now describes to us and a person who is as domem de kedusha, or inanimate, or still of holiness? That's a workshop question. It's a very important matter. Please. Read it again. All right.
Again, excerpt number 10 from Rabash, The Meaning of Truth and Faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason. Namely, not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And as for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King even at the lowest degree. That too I regard as a great privilege, that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree.
So, how are you all with this? Good? Let's go to this article, actually. Rabash, Volume 1, you have books, The Matter of Truth and Faith, the Meaning of Truth and Faith, rather.
זה 70.
כתבי רבש כרך א', עמוד 70.
Page 70 in Hebrew.
Writings of Rabash, page 70. משכפל את החלון.
אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרך א'.
We're reading in the writings of Rabash, article The Meaning of Truth and Faith.